Nourish your inner power with alcohol-free organic sparkling teas and botanicals made with ethically sourced, regeneratively grown ingredients. That's right, drinksarilla.com. That's drink SARILLA.com. And you can check out their variety of flavors from sparkling organic green hibiscus tea to sparkling organic white ginger tea. They have sparkling organic apple black tea, sparkling organic lemon black tea, Tulsi lime sparkling botanical, and rooibos vanilla sparkling botanical as well. That's six different flavors to serve. Or you can check them out online and get the Cirilla Starter Pack sampler gift. DrinkCirilla.com. Try it today. Welcome to the Bullish Picks Podcast. All information herein is for information purposes only. Nothing heard on this podcast is considered financial advice. Bullish Picks cannot and does not assess, verify, or guarantee the adequacy, accuracy, or completeness of any information heard on this show. The hearer bears responsibility for her or his own investment research and decisions. Great day, family. You are tapped into the Bullish Picks Podcast with your main man, 100 Grand, Ken Blanks Harrell, right here. Streaming on your favorite podcast and platform, where we give you everything you need from Main Street to Wall Street so that you can navigate these choppy waters. You've got stock market questions, I've got stock market answers. Tap in, catch me on IG at Ask Blanks. All right, all right, all right. We are here. We are back with another edition of the Bullish Picks Podcast with your main man, 100 Grand, Ken Blanks Harrell. And we are going to be talking about consumer discretionary stocks. You know, we like to go over sectors on a consistent basis. It's common knowledge or commonly accepted knowledge that there are considered to be 11 sectors of the U.S. economy. And each sector presents a variety of different industries within that sector that may have individual tickers and or ETFs that may be beneficial for your portfolio or your investment strategy, whether that's short term or long term. What we're going to do today is we're going to talk about this particular sector of the economy, what types of companies are in it, and some specific names that may be making moves and worthy of your watch list and or your wish list. So go ahead and stay tuned, stay strapped in, because we're going to get right to it. I'm taking information today for the conversation from a couple of different sources, one being Yahoo Finance and another being Investopedia. Yahoo Finance, Investopedia. Yahoo Finance is an article that was originally from Insider Monkey, written by Muhammad Jamal Akbar on September 19th, 2022. At the time of this recording, that means this was yesterday this article broke, and it says the 10 best consumer discretionary stocks to buy now. And then an article came out last month on Investopedia by Noah Bolton, dated August 31st, 2022, the top consumer discretionary stocks for September of 2022. And at the time of recording, is still the middle of September. And a number of different themes, consistent themes I'm seeing as far as some of the names on these lists. We're not going to just be just dropping tickers, but just kind of want to unpack the whole thing all together and relate it to what's going on in our economy domestically here in the United States, as well as globally. There's a lot of different social economic impacts that can make waves in the consumer discretionary sector. By definition, consumer discretionary stocks benefit from the power of their brands. Consumer discretionary stocks benefit from the power of their brands. So these are the brand names that are very strong, and that's what really helps these companies to like maintain and dominate their respective positions in their individual industries and maintain their market share. A lot of people will call these like affinity stocks, like the companies that have brand names that have uncanny levels of customer loyalty. All right. And people will invest in these companies and patronize these companies because they simply know and love their brands. All right. That's kind of how that thing works. So when you think about the different sectors of the economy, one of them is called consumer staples. Now, consumer staples is essentially the polar opposite of consumer discretionary. Consumer staples are your needs, right? That's like food, beverage, shelter, things like that, the things you need to get through everyday life. However, consumer discretionary is those would be the wants. If consumer staples are the needs, then consumer discretionary is most certainly the wants. These are the things we want to have, but we don't need to have. So these are our choices, and you're supposed to be, you know, typically use your disposable or discretionary income to buy those things. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a pause for the cause, go pay a couple of these bills, give a shout out, show some love to our, some of our sponsors, and we'll be right back with more on the Bullish Picks podcast with your main man, 100 grand, Ken Blanks Harrell. Stop in at Black and White Look Optical, offering quality and affordable eye care and designer frames for the entire family. One pair for $39 or two pair for $60. Spice your look with a new set of specs, whether you need them or not. Serving in three convenient locations in Metro Detroit. Call 248-557-6444. That's 248-557-6444. Black and White Look Optical. Stop in today. Today's episode is brought to you by CRC Financial, the great people over at CRC Financial. Call them today and ask for a complimentary review of your current insurance, 401k, or annuity at 313-268-7205. That's 313-268-7205. Ask for Carla Wilson over at CRC Financial. Or for more information, visit crcfinancialllc.com. By definition, consumer discretionary companies include the following types of businesses. That's makers of furniture, especially high-end, right? We all need, you know, tables, chairs, and you know, somewhere to sit and stuff like that, beds. I know we need furniture, but have you been a furniture shopping lately? You know what I'm saying? Like, some of these prices are ridiculously high, and you could spend upwards of $10,000 just on a bed. You know, I thought that that was a situation that you can get a bed frame for a couple hundred bucks, maybe $200-$300. But I've went to a one of these mattress outlets before, and they told me, like, you know, of course it was like the it moved and got the remote control and the vibrations, but still $13,000 for a bed. And I just thought, like, wow. And you see, it could be furniture. I've seen furnitures in six-figure furniture. I've looked at some crazy websites and seeing different things. It's all different. People have different tastes and different lifestyles. There's different quality of the materials and rarity of what goes in it, and the hands and the vision behind it who make it. I know there's a lot to that game, but just saying, you can go get a table and chair from a Walmart. You just need a folding chair and a folding table, just somewhere to 6 foot table to do your thing, you know. But do you need the table that's trimmed in 14 karat gold, right? And has the, you know, the imported fine Italian marble and the, you know what I mean? Like, stuff adds up. So those are more like your choices. Those are things we want. We want the upper echelon of material things. But are those material things really necessities in our life? No, they're not. Those are desires. And so when you think of consumer discretionary, you can pretty much switch out the word discretionary with desire. These are things that people desire. You need shoes. You don't need all these high name brand, you know, shoes from all over. You know, if it's $200-$300 shoes, it's $2,000-$3,000 shoes. Did you need that, or could you have gotten by with the shoes that they sell, you know, for under $100? So consumer discretionary companies include the following types of businesses. Again, makers of furniture, appliances. We know that appliances can get crazy in pricing, thousands of dollars per unit in appliances, housewares and other home furnishings, consumer electronics manufacturers fall into these business types because we love our gadgets, and those gadgets cost, right? They all cost hundreds of dollars, thousands of dollars, right? Anyone out there with an iPhone, you know, these are not cheap devices. These are consumer electronics, though. But we can also get a phone It may not do everything the iPhone do. We don't do a fraction of it, but you can get a phone for $150. Matter of fact, some of these phone service companies are giving you the phone if you just sign up for the service. But no, you don't need every feature. We all don't need every feature on the iPhone. That's a walking computer workstation in the palm of your hand. Everybody don't need that, right? But it's a brand loyalty, a very deep cult-like following to the Apple brand. So people buy the iWatch, the iPad, the iPhone, the iTV, Apple TV, Apple Music, whatever it is, because they're loyal to the brand. They'll pay whatever. MacBook, MacBook Pro, MacBook Air, and all these things cost. Most of Apple's products have a comma in it. You know what I mean? Like, so you have to be really loyal to the brand to spend that kind of money. Because we all know that you can go get a laptop computer for a couple $100 or a desktop computer. You don't have to have the Mac, but that's a desire. It's a want. We want that. It's a status symbol for some people. Just like apparel can be high-end fashion and luxury goods, like luxury cars, luxury homes, boats, RVs, right? Big time vacations, going out, you know, flying internationally. All these are things that are discretionary, right? Cruise lines, cruise ships. I mean, I know they just started back cruising, but for 2 years, it wasn't no cruising. And, you know, people didn't kill themselves over that. Right. It was an inconvenience for the urge and desire to have that experience. But it wasn't like not having food or shelter, which would lead to your life being highly compromised. But you can go a couple years without going on a cruise ship. We've already proven that. It's a lot of people who ain't been to Vegas since before pandemic. And another different thing, a lot of tourist destinations. Everybody hasn't went back to flying around yet. Everybody hasn't gone back to being big on vacation spending or even sporting events. There are people who have gone back to some of this stuff and some of it's sold out. But everybody who can go to a concert hasn't been back. All the concert goers aren't back. All the comedy show goers aren't back. And all the people who go to plays and theater, they're not all back and they haven't all been replaced. There's still plenty of companies that are reporting staggering numbers and lowering their forecasts. Because at the end of the day, when you deal with consumer discretionary, you got to deal with disposable income. And when you have challenging economic times like this, where you have, like we talk about, what's going on with the Ukrainian invasion, rising tension with China and Taiwan, the U.S. economy, as far as interest rates rising by the Fed, the gas prices, this inflation in general, cost of groceries, the cost of rent, the cost of mortgages, everything is going up. And so a lot of people have been faced with making tough decisions and having to cut somewhere. And typically, one of the first places that gets cut is your discretionary spending, right? The discretionary spending. And we have to really pay attention to where our money is going, right? We have to. And a lot of people, since these interest rates have been rising, a lot of people have been double, triple thinking their spending. Because if you really, 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 really don't have to spend it, then why spend it? Because right now, if there's a looming possibility of recession in the air for the U.S. economy, and if that manifests to be reality, well, it didn't happen overnight. Like, we had time to prepare. We had time to make decisions and tighten it up here and there. And if that's the case, I think the more money, it'll be a sector rotation where money is moved out of these consumer discretionary companies and moving more into the consumer staples, especially in challenging economic times. All right. Consumer discretionary companies, they tend to thrive when the economy is healthy, when the economy is thriving. It's easier to move these types of products that they sell. And these type of companies are more sensitive to the overall business cycle. So when we were talking about things like when it was hiccups with the supply chain, remember they were talking about all the, they couldn't get enough trucking and logistics to deliver the goods and all that kind of stuff. Well, that severely affects the consumer's discretionary sector, right? Because they typically pass those costs on to the consumer. And then consumers might say, oh man, these prices is just too high. I can't even rock like this. And they fall back. All right. So I'm gonna do real quick. I'm gonna take a quick pause for the calls. Cause when I come back, I'm gonna come back with name dropping. I'm gonna name drop some tickers in a consumer discretionary sector that may be worthy of your watch list or your wish list. So stay tuned. We'll be back here on the Bullish Picks podcast with your main man, 100 grand, Ken Blank Sorrell. Let's go. Great meals start with Mount Sinai olive oil. Mount Sinai olive oil is first cold pressed with no added preservatives, which gives it a rich and delicious flavor. No matter what's for dinner, Mount Sinai olive oil is here with the delicious pure oil to pair it with. Shop online at MountSinaiOliveOil.com.